Let me tell you about MyPillow.com, which you already are completely aware of. But right now, if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WILL, you see this beautiful, look at this. This is a beautiful pajama set. Right now, you can get on MyPillow.com using promo code WILL. I think you can still do it for in time of Christmas, right? I think you still can. Go ahead and split screen it for me. I think you still can right now. If you use promo code WILL right now before Christmas, you can still get this beautiful pajama set. You know, I keep it in here. I could take it out and open it up, but I haven't
done want to so show because people.
I want to show you how it comes, like it's already gift wrapped, right? So it's beautifully wrapped, beautiful material, extremely soft. You will not be disappointed at all. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WILL. They have so many different varieties on there as well for you, men and women. There's only two, men and women. So the man in your life or the woman in your life, right there, MyPillow.com, use promo code.
Yeah, Will. And also they have really good bathrobes, heavyweight or medium weight. Not everybody wants the real heavy robes. Those are another great gift.
And let me tell you, if you're like in a really cold area and you know how you want to, when you get out the shower or get out the bath, whichever you prefer, and it's like a little chilly, you put this robe on, you're going to be nice and warm, nice and toasty.
Oh, they're so nice. My daughter, she said that they're the ultimate robe. Like they're gold.
It's luxury.
She said that's the gold of robes.
It's the gold.
Goal. Yeah. Everybody want, that's the goal of robe. Yeah. If you're going to have a nice robe.
If you want a robe, you want to get one of these. MyPillow.com. You have to use promo code WILL though, right?
You have to. Explain
it. It's promo code WILL. You have to use promo code WILL. Okay. Let's get back to it because I want to share with you, and some of you have probably already seen some of this stupid stuff from this rhinocrat Liz Cheney. But of course, they're on here talking about this again, about President Trump being a big threat to our democracy. And we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. For those of you that never heard of that, we're a constitutional republic. But when they're talking about democracy, they're saying that Trump is the worst thing ever. But you even have Democrats that's actually saying something different. But not in this case. Let me show you. Split screen it for me. Listen to this one. Here's another one from the Communist News Network that, of course, none of you watch, but I have it for you. You know what? This little soundbite is enough for you. You get the gist of this by just listening to this. Watch.
Listen, hearing from Liz Cheney this morning saying that if you vote for Trump, it could be the last election you ever get to vote in. What is behind this urgency we're now hearing from more and more Republicans?
But now he is saying that it is actually Joe Biden that is a threat to the country. And he's using an argument that he's used before, saying that the four indictments that he has been currently charged with are all because Joe Biden is using his position as president to weaponize the Justice Department and take it out on his political opponent, being Donald Trump.
Listen, hearing from
that's exactly what they're doing. I wish, you know what, if President Trump, when he was in office, if they would have got indictments against Hillary Rodham Clinton, you know, they would have been saying he's weaponized the DOJ. I'm pretty sure President Trump, he was asking them to do the proper thing, to look for the evidence, find the evidence. But Attorney General Barr, he didn't do that. Jeff Sessions, he didn't do that. He had people behind him, right, that were actually stabbing him in the back. This was the first term of President Trump. The second term of President Trump is going to be something completely different. But listen to Liz Cheney here. Listen to this witch. And that's exactly what she is. She's a witch. She's just like her dad. They're both demonic. Listen to this.
One of the things that we see happening today is a sort of a sleepwalking into a dictatorship in the United States.
Wow, pretty powerful.
Liz's hatred of Trump is real. I understand why people don't like what he does and says at times, but in terms of actions and results, he was far better president for Biden. And if we have four more years of this, Liz Cheney, then we won't recognize America and the world will be truly on fire.
The world will truly be on fire. Another 4 years of this demonicness,
you know what, Will?
Joe Biden and Democrats, we truly will lose our country.
I mean, She's right. We are sleepwalking into dictatorship under Biden. I mean, under the Democrats, it's either their way or the highway. That's what a dictatorship is all about. A perfect example, the DNC, they're not even going to have a primary in Florida.
In Florida and New Hampshire, what we've been talking about.
Your only option is Biden. That's not democracy. That's not how it works. We're not even supporting Ukraine because it's a democracy. It's the very opposite of a democracy. You know, he's closing down churches.
Exactly.
He suspended their election.
And you know what? Talking about suspending elections, right? You have Zelensky. They ended the elections in Ukraine, like you just said, right? But they keep saying that they want to support Ukraine. But here in the United States of America, they're literally saying that Trump goes back into the White House, that he's going to end elections. They're literally saying Liz Cheney, along with the Democrats, are saying that a second term of President Trump means that this will be the last election for America. You don't believe me? Listen to this. Listen to this.
Liz Cheney this morning on the Today Show, McKay, said that it's very possible that if Trump actually is returned to the White House, this might be the last presidential election in our lifetimes, because he could subvert the Constitution, subvert democracy.
Liz Cheney says the U.S. is sleepwalking into dictatorship, her words. Is there any reason to think Republican voters, though, are listening?
Well, there's one group of Republican voters that are not listening, and those are the Republican voters who are dedicated to Donald Trump and stick with him through thick and thin.
Okay, so when you have Joe Biden and the Biden crime family doing all this criminal activity, and you have the Democrats, like you see right here, sticking with Joe Biden thick and thin, is there an issue with that? We know that Joe Biden is an actual criminal. They've been caught red-handed, or in this case, blue-handed. But President Trump, they're just saying this about President Trump because they don't like him. Listen.
Well, I think that statement is hyperbolic. Personally, I guess I have more faith in our constitutional order and our institutions. I have more faith in our constitutional order and our institutions than perhaps Representative Cheney, who I respect greatly, is espousing right now.
Having worked in the White House, you spend the first week trying to find the restrooms. I mean, it's not an easy place to learn how to operate. So this guy winds up getting a bus. He doesn't know how to drive the bus.
Okay, for those of you that not understand what he's saying here, he's talking about President Trump, because we already know Joe Biden can't find the restroom. Because when you first hear this, like, who's he talking about can't find the restroom? He must be talking about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's probably wearing a diaper because if it doesn't say on his card when to go use the restroom, he probably won't know. He just goes in his diaper. But he's talking about President Trump. Listen to what he says about President Trump, referring to Trump driving the bus versus the first term and the second term. Listen.
And so he spends the first 4 years learning how to drive the bus, and there were people in there who were slowing him down and putting up the guardrails. This time, that won't be the case. You got 4 years to get ready. He's got a team of weirdos and wackos who...
Wait a minute. He's saying that Trump has a team of weirdos and wackos, but Biden's administration is either a man putting on a dress or a woman that don't even know she's a woman. Make that make sense. What are you talking about? Weirdos? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Thought this thing through. And when he gets in there, he's going to know exactly what he wants to do. And now he knows how to drive the bus. If you thought he was going fast and furious the first time around, you've seen nothing on the second time around. And it's not just about, oh, you never have another election. You thought that last ride was bumpy? This is going to be insane, and you might have any number of things happen to you and your family that could have been prevented by just good, orderly governing that could happen to you, your family, your neighborhood. You have no idea what you're signing up for. You don't like Joe Biden, that's fine, but you don't put your family on a bus driven by a madman because you don't like the other bus driver.
Wait. You don't allow the bus driver to be a madman because you don't like the current bus driver? The current bus driver is a total madman. Idiot.
What was insane about Trump's presidency, other than what the Democrats did?
Nothing. The Democrats did the destruction.
Yeah.
The summer of love.
Any insanity that we've had.
They did them false impeachments to prevent Trump from making America great. Literally, it's what they, that's exactly what they did. Now, listen to this one with Ratskin. Of course, Ratskin got to throw his two cents in
Trump
there.
Will immediately try to cloud the picture by pointing his finger at Joe Biden and accusing him of being anti-democratic, which is ridiculous. When he says Joe Biden is not the defender of democracy, you know that Joe Biden is the defender of democracy. Create the embryo of a fascistic, authoritarian, criminal party once he gets back into office. And Liz Cheney's got it absolutely right. If he gets back in, does any person think that really he would ever leave office again? If you believe that, you're just too innocent to be let out of the house by yourself.
You see this? You shouldn't be let out the house by yourself if you believe that President Trump is never going to leave office again. What in the world? You know, this is what you call a scare tactic. This is them making an excuse to do anything they can by any means necessary to try to prevent President Trump from returning. This is them making an excuse on this. This dude is demonic. They're all demonic. Listen.
The Democrats aren't perfect, but we are a party of democracy, which believes that the government must be an instrument of the common good for the people.
That's
and not
a lie.
An instrument for private self-enrichment of the president and his family and his buddies. And we know that's what they want to do because that's what they did before. That's what they've been doing ever since. And he wants to keep the grift going. And the problems on Earth are just way too serious. The world is on fire right now.
The world's on fire right now. Get him off the screen. The world's on fire because of the Democrats.
You like the content Will Johnson is producing? To stay informed and up to date with the current events, go ahead and hit the thumbs up and subscribe to see more videos like this one. Also, to find Will Johnson, visit www.uaf.media.